Canto 9, Chapter 3. The Marriage of Sukanya and Chavana Muni. Sri Shuka said, the son of Manu, King Shariyati, was a highly developed Brahmin who for that reason gave instructions on the functions to be performed on the second day in the arena of sacrifice of the descendants of Angira. He had a lotus-eyed daughter called Sukanya, with whom he went to the forest to visit the ashrama of the sage Chavana. While she, in the company of her friends, was collecting fruits and flowers from the trees, she saw in an anthill some kind of two shining lights. As the young girl, ignorantly trying, with a thorn, poked in the light objects, there oozed blood from them. The guards, being startled, stood nailed to the ground, so that the king, who saw what had happened, had to address his surprised men. "Alas, we have done something wrong in approaching the enlightened sage. We have, with this action of one of us, evidently violated his ashrama." Sukanya said afraid to her father, "It was me who, unaware of what I was doing, with a thorn have pierced two shiny things." When King Shariyati heard his daughter say this, he was of the greatest concern to appease the sage who happened to reside quietly in the anthill. Understanding what was needed to set things right, he, in order to leave, with the greatest trouble handed over his daughter to the Muni and then returned home with his permission. Sukanya, after having Chavana for her husband, had understanding for him who remained very grumpy with her. She tried to please him by acting attentively according to his wishes. When some time had passed this way, the two Ashwins, the healers of heaven, reached the ashrama. Offering them his respects, the sage said, "Please give me youthfulness, O masters. I know you cannot drink any soma, but I will offer you a pot full of soma rasa when you give me the strength and beauty that is so desirable to young women." "So be it," the two great healers said, confirming the scholar. "Just dive into this lake. That will make you perfect." The aged man, with his grey hair, loose skin and frail body, the veins of which one could see, after thus being addressed, was by the Ashwins helped into the lake. When the three of them reappeared from the lake, they were of the greatest beauty a woman could wish for, with lotus garlands, earrings, similar features and nice clothes. After the young beauty saw them, the chaste woman could not tell who of them was her husband, for they were all equally beautiful, radiating like the sun, and thus she resorted to the Ashwins. Pleased with the strength of her faith, they pointed out her husband and thereupon, taking leave of the sage, returned to the heavenly worlds in their celestial chariot. King Shariyati, who wishing to perform a yajna had left for Chavana's ashrama, as a consequence saw a man at his daughter's side who radiated like the sun. But the king, after she had paid her respect, gave his daughter not his blessings, because he was not at all pleased with her. "What do you think you are doing? Are you now cheating on your husband, the great sage honored by all the people? Have you, because he is decrepit of age, O unfaithful one, not deeming him very attractive, given up on him and taken this man, this street beggar, for a lover? Are you out of your mind? In keeping this lover, you, as a daughter from the most respectable family, are a disgrace to the entire dynasty. You are shamelessly throwing your father and also your husband into the deepest darkness." She laughed and said with a smile to her father, who was thus rebuking her, "O father, this one here is your son-in-law, the son of Brigu." She described to her father the entire story, how his age had changed and he had acquired his beauty, whereupon he, utterly pleased and surprised, embraced his daughter. Chavana Muni, with his spiritual power, enabled the great man to perform the soma sacrifice and delivered the Ashwins the pot full of the soma rasa they could not drink themselves. Indra, full of indignation, angrily took up his thunderbolt to kill him immediately, but the man of Bhrigu paralyzed the arm of Indra that held the thunderbolt. With the permission of all the demigods, there was ever since a full cup of soma rasa for the Ashwins, who as physicians, before this happened, were excluded from a share in the soma yajna. Uttanabhari, Anartha and Bhurishena were the three sons begotten by Shariati. Anartha thereupon fathered Revata. After in the ocean, on an island near the coast, having built a town called Kushastali, Dwaraka, he lived materially happy, ruling regions like Anartha and others, O subduer of enemies. 100 fine sons were born because of him. Kakutmi was the eldest of them. Kakutmi took his daughter Revati to Brahma's abode beyond the modes to ask the Almighty One for a husband for the girl. Because the original teacher of the universe was engaged in enjoying the music of the Gandharvas, he had no time for him at all, but as soon as it was over, Kakutmi, after offering his obeisances, could submit his desire to him. The all-powerful lord had to laugh about what he heard and said to him, "Alas, O king, whosoever you had in mind as a suitable husband for your daughter has disappeared a long time ago. We do not hear any more about them, nor about their sons, grandsons, descendants, or dynasties, because, while you were waiting here, a period of 3 times 9 Mahayugas has passed. Go therefore to Lord Baladeva. He constitutes a most powerful aspect of the God of Gods, Lord Vishnu. Give him, the excellence of man, your excellent daughter, O King." The Supreme Lord, the eternal well-wisher who diminishes the burden of the world, the virtue of hearing and singing in person, has now descended, together with this partial aspect of him. The king, after paying the unborn one his respects, returned with these directions to his residence that was abandoned by the offspring of his brothers. Afraid of ghosts, they had spread in all directions. After handing his perfectly shaped daughter over to the most powerful one, Lord Baladeva, the king went to Badarikashrama, the place of Nara Narayana, to perform austerities there.